Okay, this is a concert of the marriage of poetry and music. But what I try to go for is pure poetry, spoken poetry or read poetry, and pure music. That is, the music is not an underscore for the poetry, and we're not setting the poetry to music. So you hear the poet read the poem, silence, then you hear the music. Each of the pieces of music have been written in response to the poem. So the composer knew what poem would be read before their piece was played.
So tell us about this year's poet.
This year's poet, Ellen Bryant Voigt. She was the Vermont's Poet Laureate some years ago. I want to say 5 or 6 years ago. I'm not exactly sure when her tenure ended. She was recommended by last year's poet, Sidney Lee, who said she would be absolutely perfect, and she's a terrific reader, and I've heard her read. She is a terrific reader. Her poems do just what I like poetry to do. It's, you know, poems sort of touch us in a very personal way and sort of help us meet life, at least to me, meet life in, you know, touch a sensitive part of us that I think needs to be touched, and her poetry definitely does that. She uses a lot of animal images and, you know, natural, normal type images, a roof, moles, a bear, a noble dog. But I mean, these are the names of some of the poems.
And I understand this is a very local project.
I'm a local vor. I believe in using local artists and local people. I like eating local food. It supports the local economy. So this is an all-Vermont program. I guess with a little fudging with Fosson Cooksall, she's just here for a year. But she's here, and she's part of the Vermont composing scene. So so I thought I would, you know, ask her and, you know, put a little stamp in her repertoire that has Vermont in it. In any case, all the musicians are Vermont musicians, but they're all the finest musicians in the state, I feel.
Another composer on the program is Tom Cleary, who most of us know as a jazz guy.
Tom has come to many of our concerts just because he loves music. He loves all sorts of music. And I didn't even know he composed until, you know, a couple of years ago. I thought, you know, there's going to come a time when it'll be good to ask him. And he's written us some beautiful pieces, for one for violin, bass, clarinet, flute, and percussion. And one for just violin, bass, clarinet, and percussion. So wonderful, wonderful music. It'll be a jazz bass, to be sure, because that's the musical world he lives in. But really very effective pieces. I'm really looking forward to it.
So have you been surprised by what people have come up with in response to these poems?
You know, that's one of the wonderful things about directing a new music group. Those new compositions you get are it's a wonder every time what composers come up with, what they and the vast creativity that we have here in Vermont, in our Vermont composers. It's I just find it a wonderful experience. So I love this week when all these pieces are coming together.